You. Welcome back to the Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Some really exciting news today. Dr. Bradley Nelson has sponsored the show. If you don't know him, he is the writer, author of Emotion Code, Body Code, and he's releasing a new code, which you will have to stay tuned for. In the meantime, welcome Luke Jorgensen back to the show. He's got a podcast on our channel, and it's all about sales. He is like the door-to-door sales alchemist. He understands sales, how to do them, what not to do, and he's been in the biz for a long time, and he is providing all of you with all of his insights to help you with your sales techniques. So the coach is here, ready to talk. Last time we talked about people skills and the importance of those. And today we're going to go into sales mistakes, what those might look like, how you might be shooting your own foot when you're trying to make a sale. Anyway, it's really good to see you again, Luke.
Yeah, great to see you, Lisa. Happy to be here talking about sales. If we're talking about sales, hey, I'm happy to be doing that.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Well, been through a lot of situations, but hopefully I know a little bit.
Yeah, so before we hit record, I was telling you a story about something that happened to me the other day that was in relation to a sales mistake. And so I would love for you to get into it and just maybe start talking about it because there's so many people out there, especially nowadays doing online sales. It's so damn hard to make money, make a living, but there's all these little tools that we can use. So what are some of the mistakes that you think people are making that are harming their sales process?
Yeah, so I brought four killers of your sales today, four destroyers of your own sales. So I was hoping we could kind of hit them one at a time. But yeah, that story you shared with me, I think honestly is for our first one. So let's hear your story about that first. So our first topic is overselling. So
Yeah.
yeah, sometimes knowing what not to do. Honestly, and getting, like you said, not shooting yourself in the foot, getting out of your own way sometimes, knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. So today, kind of focusing in a little bit on the what not to do because you're just, just gonna hurt yourself. So anyway, so overselling, what was your experience, Lisa? I loved it.
Oh my God. So I was with someone who was just, she wouldn't stop talking. And I just wanted her to tell me exactly what I needed to do because she was giving me so much information and my brain was like overloaded. I didn't understand half the stuff she was talking about. And I literally was just like, get me away from this person because I want to know what to do. Like, give me directions. And look, I'm even getting worked up thinking about it.
Yeah,
I
I
wouldn't
feel
have given her any money. I'll tell you that right now.
I feel your stress hormones going crazy over
Yeah,
there.
I know. I need to go to yoga after this.
Yeah, that's not a good sign if you need to go to yoga after your sales experience, right?
No kidding.
Sometimes it can be like that. But yeah, that's a big one, right? Over talking, like just talking too much. Was she going into a lot of the features and just information dump on you?
And terminology that I have no clue what it
Oh,
even means. So it's like
yeah.
she's and like just all the things. So terminology, what it's gonna do, what it's not gonna do. And literally she could have said three things to me. I would have handed her my card and I would have bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great. Those are all related because talking too much, you can literally do a lot of damage, right? Like the information overload, that was one of them, right? The talking too much, just too much info, too much lingo, like just that information overload, right? When we have a, I have a saying that goes, a confused buyer will always say no.
Yeah.
Always. Like if you're confused, the answer is always no. Because think
Yeah, and look
about
what I did. I literally ran away from her. I'm like,
it.
get me out of here.
It's better to have two clear points than 10 kind of hazy points, right? Or information overload. So don't confuse your people. Yeah. And then the talking too much, obviously getting into the features, getting into like too much techie talk, like and not having just simple actions to move forward, to move you from, because sales is moving you from A to B, and B is the buy, right? Or B is the next step, and then C is the buy, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. But moving people, getting them to act, right? Just speaking for speaking purposes is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to act. So that's a big one.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna like give impact. I needed what I wanted. Like when someone's out to buy something, they're gonna get it. I drove half an hour in a different direction to find another one because of that experience. So people want to buy. They just need someone to, like you said, guide them, tell them what to do. If she would have said like, this will do this, this will do that, and now give me your credit card or this is the charge, I would have been happy with that. But it just like threw me off so bad. So yeah, I think people, maybe it's a nervous thing. Like people just get, or they want to come across that they know everything about it. They think they're being helpful, but really she just like turned my brain into mush.
Yeah, that's so true. It happens a lot. Like, and especially like, I feel like, so in our industry, and it was funny because in the door-to-door industry, we would bring in a new person. And they didn't know a lot at first, and they always had like success because they kind of kept it simple and like did what we taught. And then sure enough, a few months like go by, and here they get like more knowledge and more information in their brain. And now all of a sudden you're like, what are you doing? Like they're going out on all these tangents. They're talking about random stuff just because they know things right now. And so it's like, okay. We could just like turn you back in time and like forget everything that you know. Only bring it up if it's important and asked about. Like, there's so much that we know about. We should know everything about our product or service. Like literally front end, like front cover to back cover, like everything. But we're not going to talk about everything. We're not going to cover every page, right? Like, we're not going to cover every feature. We're going to talk about, well, first we're going to ask them what's important, right? Kind of give a general overview. And that person could have probably asked you like, hey, like what are you looking for? Or like ask some like clarifying questions, right, with you to see like what was important to you or what you were really trying to accomplish or what problem you were really trying to solve. And then they could have just talked about that and maybe one other feature and been done. Right?
Yeah,
Sold. Like
literally.
yeah, so over talking, that's a big one. I think also along with the over talking is sometimes we get, when we over talk, we get into this mindset of like begging. Like, we think of sales, like when I talk, I'm giving, 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 right? And so you just, and then it's like you become like a beggar, because the more you talk, it's like, okay, I want, I want, I want, I want, like coming back to me. So I think that mentality is sometimes when we overtalk or we kind of become a little bit begging on our side, and that mentality will show through overtalking.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It becomes about them. It becomes about, if I'm the salesperson, if I'm over talking and oversharing, it becomes about me. And that's no longer about the client. So if that woman would have asked me, what are you specifically looking for? She would know that I had very little understanding of it. I didn't really care. And I just needed it for this one thing. So instead of like telling me all the things, she would have understood that I don't know much about that topic. She would have asked the clarifying questions, but instead I felt like I was there like giving her therapy or something. So yeah, and it felt like a desperate move. Like she's like, so you're leaving? And I'm like, I'm just out of here. I don't even know. It's just crazy. But
Because there that a lot of times that happens, and people need like a direction. Like they want to go in a direction, but they might not know like exactly how to start, for instance. Sometimes it's just pointing them like to the first step. Like, this is what we're going to do next, right? Like, okay, and then you do that next, and then this after that, this is what we're going to do. Like, they just want, they want someone to trust them and to like guide them. And there's some products and services that are more like step by step that are a little bit longer, and some that are more quick, right? Like they buy it and they walk out the store. I mean, I get that. But there's some, a lot of things that are more like step by step, and people want to know like what to do next.
Yeah.
It makes
The
us feel good.
clarifying question, that was her mistake, was not asking me what I needed, right? It was focused on like the her nerves or whatever it was. But by not clarifying, then you lose the sale because you have no clue what someone wants. My pain point was what I needed, but she didn't hit that pain point. She didn't come close to it. And so I was like, leaving more confused. I'm like, do I even need this thing? That's how I felt. Meanwhile, I went in there so damn clear in my mind that this is what I needed. And then that just rattled me. So, yeah, I think the clarifying questions are so important.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great example for that first one, for sure.
Yeah. So, how do people learn how to do that? Like, is that a skill in itself?
Yeah, it is just like anything in sales, right? It can be learned, and that's the good news. Like you can learn to do this. So, one thing you just constantly got to remind yourself of is like instead of talking. So, just a quick little tip for people to apply this one. So, instead of talking using a statement, ask a question. So, instead of statements, pivot to a question, right? So, you give a little bit, and then to follow up, like just ask a question and then just be quiet. And it's amazing what you learn. Amazing. Like, you'll find out about the person, you'll find out what their needs are, you'll find out like what to say next because of what they say, right? You'll find out how this is going. This is going great. This is like, all those things, and just by reframing and just ask the question.
Yes, the listening part. Because people don't like silence. So if you ask a question and then you shut your mouth, the other person's going to talk. It's just human nature.
Yeah, even if you don't ask a question, just look at it like they'll start talking.
They get all nervous. Yeah, totally.
We don't like silence.
Yes, we don't. We got to get better at it, though, especially in sales, because you're right. If she would have just asked a question, then I would have told her everything. She maybe could have sold me a bunch of other stuff. So, what else do people mistake? Like, what are some of the other mistakes?
Let's go to number two. So number two is kind of a mentality reframing, and so it's selling only for your benefit as the salesperson, right? Or the business owner or the entrepreneur. You're only thinking about yourself and how this is going to benefit you. So a quick story. When I first started selling, so I sold solar energy. And of course, I'm just thinking, like, okay, how am I going to do this? What's in it for me? And I just constantly was going in it, like, okay, if I can close this many this week, I can get this much money, kind of thing, which is totally normal. It's totally typical, right? But as soon as I realized that the product that I had, because I talked to some people that had that product for over a year now, and they're like loving it, and it was good for them, and they liked it. And I really saw the benefit. Now all of a sudden I come at it at a little bit different place. So instead of coming at it what's for me, coming at it more what's for them, right? And how does this benefit them and what's in it for them? Speaking of the client, right? Speaking of the buyer. So that reframe of what's in it for them as opposed to what's in it for you. And so that I think that's key. That's a big one.
Yeah, I think that's a any rookie in the sales game, they know what the potential of the commissions are. And then they focus on that, right? And it's like those numbers, I mean, they mean a lot. But when you flip that, like you said, and focus on how can I satisfy my client? How can I best serve my client? That changes the energy even. And then that builds that trust, I think.
Yeah, the energy totally changed, and that's all it really was for me. It was just like an energy thing, and it's it, you feel it. Like it's people We're really, really good at reading because people have had lots and lots of interactions over the time. So they might not have sales interactions, but they had other interactions. And people are really, really good at their BS. Like the BS meters, we're really good at like sniffing out the BS, right? Like, so I think when you have that and they can see that like it's not BS, like it's real, that changes the dynamic. And it doesn't mean that you don't benefit because as a salesperson, three people are winning. The client's winning, the company's winning, or whoever's kind of behind that might be even be you. And then the middle person, that salesperson, is winning. So it's a three-way win. Everyone's going to win, but who are you focused more on? You got to be more focused on that client, that person, the buyer.
And then they're going to love you, and then they're going to want to buy more stuff from you down the road, or they're going to refer you. So it's like a ripple effect too.
Yeah, the trust builds time and time again, right? Over time, and it just gets stronger and stronger. So that's the way to do it, I think. So if we just think of ourselves like another quick example, like so when we would go and we would have like a meeting with the person at first, like introduce solar energy, and then we would usually come back and like show them their design on their home. And kind of what their savings were, and the more a little bit more in depth of like how it applied directly to their house, a little bit more customized at that point. And so right there, we could see we had technology that literally we could see like what our commission was, and we'd have to kind of go in and click on a button and kind of look at it. I never looked at that. I never looked at it. So well, not never, like my last 4 or 5 years, I never looked at it. Because I didn't want that to be like the last thing on my mind going in is like, right? I wanted to be more focused on what they were doing, what they were like, what they needed, right? I knew the product was going to benefit them. Like I believed it frontwards, backwards for a long, long time. But just that small little mind shift of like, okay, like what's in it for them, I think is more, it's just a refresher to like have that in your mind.
I have like visions of really bad car salesmen trying to sell me my first car, and remember being so like, just like you said, that BS meter. It's so obvious when someone just wants your money, and you almost feel gross. Like it's like a really bad feeling. So that's a really good skill to learn. It is like, be about them. How are you going to benefit them? Because that's how you're going to make the sale for sure.
Yeah, in the long run, I mean, you might lose a couple deals here and there because of that, but in the long run, it's going to pay dividends. Like always, selling the right way, I think people are a little bit short-sighted sometimes and they just think about the here and now, but I think selling the right way over the long term, it pays dividends. And because you get more referrals later, you get like more of a trust factor, like you don't go down that slippery slope of like shadiness and like lying and all that stuff, right? Like you try to stay away from that. So
Yeah, you want to keep your name in the game, like in a good way.
yeah, people are gonna talk, and they definitely are gonna talk a lot more if you do a bad job than if you could do a great job for 100 times and people won't say anything, but you do one bad thing, people are gonna tell 100 people. So
Crazy, crazy. What else? What else can we do?
yeah,
Or what
so
else should
third
we
one.
not do?
Yeah, the third one. Yeah, don't do. Third one is like our last episode, we talked a lot about this, so people can refer back to that last episode. But the lack of people skills, I think it's important to repeat a little bit here. So just that, like, just don't be weird. How else do you say it?
What's weird? What do you mean by
Like,
that?
don't say and do weird things. Like, just be like a regular person. Like, right? Like, don't try to be someone else. Like, don't try to impress. Like, all those things. Just be a regular person. Sell like you would sell to someone that you know. Right? And there's a lot that goes with
I have
people's
a
skills.
funny story. An ex-coworker, an old coworker, sorry, in another job. We were selling first aid courses, and he was teaching a hydro group of corporate people, like corporate people, and we were trying to get them to buy the course so that we could teach like their whole entire corporation. And he told them about his plans to go do mushrooms. after he was done talking to them, and like completely, it was awful. I can't stop laughing because it was like, what was he thinking? Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna go do mushrooms now, and I'm a rapper. And he was like telling a group of corporate people in suits about this. And we still got them eventually, but not because of him. Let's just say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, first rule, don't be a
Yeah,
weirdo.
that's a perfect example of someone being a weirdo.
And it's not like it, and a lot of times people think about like what personality is great, like it's that outgoing person that's just going to be great at sales, and that's not really it, honestly. So it's actually they've done studies like super extroverted people, they don't do really well. It sells actually. They don't. And super introverted people, they actually do a little bit worse at sales. But the people that do the best are in the middle.
Interesting.
They're actually called ambiverts. So
Okay.
ambivert. Ambivert is like a mix. It's a balance of extrovert and introvert. Because those people, they can relate to more people. Because there's very, very few people that are like super, super extroverted, and there's very, very few people that are like super, super introverted on the other side.
Right.
Everyone else is kind of in that middle, you know, s slightly to one side or the other, which is totally fine. But the ambiverts actually did the best because they could relate to more people. So as we think about people skills, good people skills, maybe something we didn't talk about last week, but being flexible enough and being in a lot of different situations where you can talk to a lot of different people and you can relate. And so how do you relate to someone that may be in a whole different world than you? Well, guess what? There's some things that all humans relate to. We all relate to family, and we all have something we're interested in, something. Like, so family, just think family and interests. Like if you can like find out a little bit of that and talk to him about that, and it's really because people will easily, I mean, they don't want to usually talk about politics, and might want to talk about their deepest, darkest fears, right? But they'll talk, you know, they'll talk about their family, they'll talk about, you know, their interests, whatever it is, and you can kind of do some digging and try to figure out that. So relating to people and them relating to you, and they realize that, okay, well, how do I relate to someone else? What do we have in common, right? What are some commonalities? So finding those commonalities and building those people skills off commonalities, and those are the two biggest ones I think that people can hit on with commonalities.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would have thought that the super extroverted person would have been really great at sales.
Yeah, people tend, and that's kind of a common misnomer, right? Like people think like, "Oh, this guy's so outgoing, he's going to be amazing," but super, super outgoing, they almost like can turn off people that are more introverted. So
Right. So would it be fair to say then that we should almost mirror what our client is giving to us? So what like our energy right now, we're mirroring each other. We're super chill and calm in this moment, right? So if your client or potential customer is super extroverted, should we be a little more extroverted, or do we
no,
change our style? No?
no,
Okay.
nuh-uh, not at all. Not at all. So you can just be yourself, right? So let that person, you're not trying to change an extrovert into an introvert at all, and vice versa, right? You're not trying to make an introvert like super talkative, because people are comfortable where they're like who they are, right? And you want to be comfortable with who you are. So just kind of meeting them where they're at and not trying to change them, but not trying to change yourself either, but just trying to relate, right? So extroverts can relate to introverts and vice versa just by commonalities. So that might not be the thing that they're common, like they have in common, but other commonalities they can relate to.
Got it. Okay,
Just be
perfect.
yourself. Yeah, I think just be yourself. Like be yourself. It's like anytime you're not yourself, anytime you're not yourself, it brings your own stress level up.
Yeah, that
You'll
turns people into that weirdo that
Yeah, you'll
you're
look nervous, and all of a sudden, if you look nervous, you look guilty, and all of a sudden, if you look guilty, like,
talking
what's this
about.
guy, like, what's this guy trying to like do to me? Like, how's he like, right? So when you're yourself, that's your best option.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh, but I'm just still picturing that guy talking about the mushrooms. It must have been a nerve thing, but
Yeah, unless you're trying to, but again, don't be weird either. So I don't know. Maybe be yourself, and if you're weird, don't be yourself.
exactly. He was a
Yeah.
little too comfortable, I guess.
No, he can. Yeah, he can. Yeah, you definitely want to read the room. That's for sure. But yeah, but still, he can be yourself. Like, talk the way you talk, be who you are, all those things.
Yeah. Do you have any more things that we shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, last one I brought today is not having a plan. So,
Ooh, that's a
yeah.
pain point for me because I remember when I first started my business, everyone's like, "Do you have a plan?" And it triggered me because I'm like, "I don't have a damn plan." And then yeah, you just gave me the look like you didn't have a plan. But yeah, I didn't have a plan. But now I understand why that was so important. But why is it important in sales?
Well, in sales, I mean, having a plan, right? Having a, you want to have kind of a method that you use and like a plan. And what I teach is a framework. So I teach a sales framework, a little bit more flexible than like a step-by-step process because you can kind of mix and match a little bit, but like a sales framework. So when I was at someone's doorstep, I knew my framework. I knew my pitch. But it wasn't like I said this and this and this and this exactly, right? It was, yeah, I did some similar things each time, but it was flexible enough to adjust to the other person, right? Because in sales, typically you're not giving a speech, you're communicating back and forth.
Right.
So there's gonna be, but a lot of times people, honestly, they just go in and wing it. And I'm like, wow, like they just don't have a plan, they don't have a flow, they don't have anything that like takes them. And your plan should take them to the ultimate goal, right? The ultimate goal is to make the sale. So what are the steps? What are the plan? Like what's going to move them from here to getting closer to that step? Maybe they might not be already to close and to be sign on the dotted line, so to speak, but what's going to move them closer? So having a plan, having a framework is vital.
So what happens when we don't have a plan in sales? Do people forget things? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, Lisa. So people forget a lot, right? You get in a situation and this will happen a lot with sales because you're dealing with another person, right? They'll say something that, you're having a plan to go this way, this way, this way, and then they'll kind of throw you off, so to speak. And so if you can know like your framework though, so I reference it to a freeway, and so you're driving along the freeway, right? And you're going from, this city to the next city, but sometimes the customer or the client, they'll take you off the off ramp. They'll bring you off the off ramp. No, nothing you did wrong or anything like that. It's common, right? So that random question or the random objection or maybe something you didn't expect, your job is to try to get back on that plan and get back on to on that on ramp where you were at. Right, not to detour more and go in the, going down to the city and make a long detour. Your job is to kind of get back on your plan and move forward. Now, plans can change, right? But you gotta, and that's where good salesmen, they're really good at adapting and still getting to, they're really good at getting that other route, right? Getting the detour and still getting to the destination. So, but having a
Right.
plan to start is really vital because, like you said, you'll forget things. You'll miss steps. You won't bring up something that you should have. And now all of a sudden it's like, where am I at? I got to rebuild momentum and kind of get this thing going again.
Right. Yeah, because customers, they don't have a plan. They're there to listen to you. And so reeling them back in. So yeah, I like the idea of having a framework where you can pull from when you get to a certain point, because if I'm correct, there's steps in sales. There's, the first, middle, end part, and then the closing, which is a topic for another day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Think of it like a story, right? There's a beginning, middle, and an end, So sales is very similar. Kind of have, an idea of where you want to get to and kind of what the plan is. But I just see a lot of trial and error stuff. I see a lot of theories that don't work. And so, yeah, we're pretty confident with our framework and the way we teach sales, getting results.
Right, and that is the W framework, correct?
Our W method, our smooth selling framework that we teach. So it works for literally in any situation. It's pretty amazing.
Where can people find out more about it? And where can they find you to learn more about your coaching program?
So on our website, LukeJorgensen.com is the best place to find me. You can find all our offerings there for individuals, teams, companies. We get help people there. And then at Instagram at coach_LukeJ.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you want to talk in terms of what we shouldn't be doing with sales before we say goodbye today?
No, that's great. I think we had a good conversation. I think it built on our last one. And yeah, we'll look forward to the next one and keep going.
Beautiful. Yeah, you just want to get me to yoga because you triggered me earlier. Just kidding.
Yeah, get that yoga in. Get that yoga in. Salespeople, don't make your clients go to yoga after.
Yeah, exactly. Do not be like her. It was really awesome to see you again. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your knowledge. And yeah, I look forward to the next episode.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Awesome. And to our audience, don't be like that girl. Listen to Luke, follow his methods and his advice, and don't overshare. I think that's the thing that I took away from today is like, we give too much. Simplify it, be yourself, and you'll make the sale. Until next time, see you guys.